This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Whole lot changing when it comes to prisons and how they'll be run in the foreseeable future. As you've probably heard, the federal government recently announced it's phasing out its use of privately run prisons. Well, now the Texas Department of Criminal Justice is warning that it, too, could close prisons, lay off 1,200 employees, and stop providing certain inmate services, but for reasons that have little to do with privatization. Covering this story for the Houston Chronicle, Austin Bureau Chief Mike Ward. Good to see you again, Mike.
Good to see you, David.
Texas might shutter some prisons. This in a state that runs one of the largest correctional systems in the nation. What's happening?
The largest state correctional system in the United States. Texas is facing what other states are also facing, which is less inmates. The crime rate has dropped. Rehabilitation and treatment programs have been highly successful. And so there's about 8,000 to 10,000 fewer inmates than there was 5 years ago.
Good news. It sounds like from one perspective, we are talking about budget cuts here, right?
That's right. And the budget in Texas is tight because the price of oil has dropped and sales taxes are down a little bit. And so Texas Department of Criminal Justice is looking to make things operate more efficiently. And the governor and other state leaders have asked them to cut their budget, their initial requested budget, by 4%. So to that end, they have proposed closing what's called an ISF, which is an intermediate sanction facility for parole violators in downtown Houston.
Okay.
That's about 400 and some jobs right there, but it's a private vendor. They're going to combine it at a state-owned facility in Houston. And in addition to that, they have said that they may lay off up to 1,200 correctional officers. There are about 2,000 correctional officers short right now, so there would probably be some economy of scale there.
Right, right.
But the other thing is they have acknowledged that they are going to actively look at closing additional prisons, because prisons in Texas right now are operating at well below their capacity.
One, I guess, risk is that you make these cuts, and in the event that you actually do need this capacity, how quickly you can ramp back up. And given that we're on this sort of staggered schedule for our legislature to begin with, that could be complicated.
Texas, for well over 100 years, didn't close any prisons. And in the early 90s, they tripled the size of the prison system to deal with a backlog of inmates and mushrooming capacity. That's when
the crime
rate.
But there's also jobs, right, in a lot of these small towns. And this is a way of life in some places.
And that's the closure issue. When you close prisons, somebody gets laid off. Somebody loses their job. In the past 3 to 5 years, Texas has closed 3 prisons. One of them was a state-owned facility down by Sugar Land that was completely surrounded by homes and an airport. And the other two were private prisons, one in Mineral Wells and one in Dallas. State facilities can move inmates and can move employees to other prisons. The private prisons, it's another matter, but at the same time, those two private prisons, a lot of those correctional officers and staff went to work for other units in the Dallas area and elsewhere in Texas.
You anticipate we could see a fight with the union that represents a lot of these workers?
The union, they have a voice, but they're not extremely strong like prison guards unions are in other states. The biggest issue is with local politicians and local legislators who are going to fight closures. And it was the same way when the state, about 6 or 7 years ago, moved to start closing some juvenile correctional facilities, too.
So, shape of things to come, and in many respects, same as it ever was. Mike Ward, Austin Bureau Chief for the Houston Chronicle. Keep us posted.
All right, will do. Thank you, David.